Governor Engler, you mentioned a continuing concern about a skills gap among American workers.
Yes.
What specific steps did Congress or the Labor Department take to this?
There, I think that what we need to do, and I was part of a report, Tough Choices, Tough Times, that came out from the National Center on Education and the Economy, and what we looked at there is how do we get sort of go from No Child Left Behind to sort of a situation where it's No Child Without Skills, because we've literally got to have dropout rates are zero in this country, and we've got to have everybody leaving school whenever they choose to leave with some skills which allow them to go to work. So I think where Congress comes in is additional flexibility in some of these funding streams. There's actually a lot of money that goes out in old vocational education or workforce training programs. I think a scenario where there's bipartisan potential again, because even if you look at the old trade adjustment funding that was there, you've got some of that designed for retraining. What we need to do, though, is improve at the same time the quality of retraining, so that it is focused on a job that exists, so that the skills are specifically relevant, not training for the sake of the trainer providing the training, but training for the benefit of the worker who's going to have a specific job with a real company. And so that sort of is a triage on the workforce that's out there. And at the same time, the young people are still in the K-12 systems in America need to be beneficiaries of an approach which really does lead toward training. And there are a number of examples today where the private sector has stepped forward. Auto mechanics, for example, pretty much now are all certified and are graduates of specific training programs which actually test and measure their skills. We think there's also a fair amount of skill in the workforce that is undocumented, and so in some cases where you've got a plant closure or an adjustment taking place, there are alternate careers and opportunities, but we need to document existing skills, fill the gaps in with appropriate training. So that is something where I would think that Congressman Miller will be playing a key role in that in the House. George had a keen interest in this in the past. I would think this would be pretty fruitful territory for us to work on a bipartisan basis. So